Why suffer? Use as directed.
Wait a minute, where did I come up with that? Maybe 30 degrees someplace.
Exactly.
Yeah, 30 degrees somewhere. Jennifer and Doug and Rich and Clay with a good day for you Monday, the 27th of December on the air now. Phil is normally with us. Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, but he's traveling to do a speech in some, I think he told me, in Texas.
Today. Oh, wow.
I think that's what
he's all over the place.
He is all over. It's a good thing he's not going to the Northeast. The major airports in and out of New York City closed. Earliest one to reopen, 2 o'clock this afternoon, LaGuardia, 4 o'clock, JFK, and Newark. So you can imagine what's happened to the people that are going in. Starting yesterday, all the flights. Now, Dr. Ken told me, we'll check with him later on in this hour, his wife and his daughter went to New York because his daughter's involved in a 10-day acting class at some theater in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So they took off yesterday morning from Orlando at 6:30.
Uh-oh. Right in the eye of the storm.
Well, they'd have gotten there by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right. Should, all
right. Yeah, but just before. I'm sure before.
But now they got to try and get around New York City in this.
Right. You can't get. Well, going up, what's the point? You can't get any transport. Let's say you flew to Boston or Hartford or Providence or someplace and you were going to try to get back to New York. Mm-hmm. The silliest thing people do is try to force it.
In mm-hmm.
these circumstances, you cannot force it. It is ridiculous. Stay where you are. Whatever, this time of year especially, life and death, for the most part, isn't going to be a result of the...
Well, my assistant operations director here at the network is visiting his family in Florida.
Yeah.
So I texted him yesterday. I'm like, what's the story with your flight? And weather's, you know, starting to... You know, create a little havoc. This is yesterday morning when we thought we were going to get 4 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
So I get a text message back from him half an hour later saying, canceled my flight until tomorrow. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And he says, well, I thought the weather was bad. I'm like, did you check?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, 3 hours later, we find out we're going to get nothing here in Washington. Yeah. And his flight probably would have been fine. So now,
well,
of course,
you see,
you know,
that's another victim of the news media in part. The news media makes it out to be. This is really what the tragedy is with all of this. The overcooking of negative information.
I'm going to call out WTOP here in Washington yesterday because they made it sound like we
ridiculous.
Were getting Snowmageddon again.
Right. Yeah.
But they always do that. I mean, it's really funny.
Yeah.
I have family in town. My grandfather's in town seeing me, and he goes, we almost canceled our trip. And I said, why? He goes, well, the rain, it's flooding, and people are dying, and there's mudslides.
Where?
Yeah.
A couple of mudslides?
Yeah, I think
here's
we're okay.
Here's the headline. Snowstorm slams the Northeast. A winter storm blankets the South to the Northeast with snow, making for treacherous road conditions, grounding thousands of flights. The Northeast gets the brunt of the storm, weather officials
right.
issuing blizzard warnings to New York, Rhode Island, eastern Massachusetts, 20 inches of snow expected. You know what? Have you got Edgar's number?
Oh, yeah, we should call him.
I do not.
I don't, I haven't probably on my cell phone. We're going to call
him. I mean, there are cities that got hammered, but, I mean, you guys are used to getting a foot of snow.
It's New England, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I know, it's winter.
And so there's no school anyway this week, and business is going to be light. The only thing it may affect are people going to the malls, but they're so crazy if they can't do anything else, people will stream to the mall. What was it like? Anybody got a report from malls yesterday, Return City?
Yeah,
what was
yeah,
it
yeah.
Like at the mall
I had to go to Dick's Sporting Goods and return a helmet for Sean, and where else was I?
Helmet for what?
I'm boycotting all
We things. Bought him rollerblades.
Yeah.
And you can't wear your bicycle helmet. You have to have a fuller helmet.
No. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the bike helmet doesn't come all the way down to your neck and the back.
Law.
Yeah. No, it's not a law. It's just good parenting.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go ride in front of Doug's
good,
house
yeah,
on
yeah.
the sidewalk. And
that's
get
right.
In the
yeah.
Mall.
Yeah.
See you, Richie.
But it was busy, but I was also at Dick's on Christmas Eve. And it was crazy on Christmas Eve. Yesterday it was just busy.
You know, with regard to the Christmas season, and we all talk about how good it is for America, good for business. If things do well, we feel good about our chances for the future. Thanksgiving to Christmas, big important time. So I started thinking about all of the advertising that we're doing. That's how I make this program exist.
It's your livelihood.
On selling advertising. That's how I make my living and how everybody
and
else.
That's why I love my hoodie footy pajamas from Pajamagram.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And get on that diet.
That's right. I need the diet and
Metafast.
I need the
Metafast. Here we go.
Right. New night skin.
But one of the things that I realized over the last couple of days, and Megan and I were talking about this last night, how you know what something really costs and what the difference is between what it costs and what it's worth. Is it worth what it costs?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Now, if you take a car, let's take something that Richie knows a lot about.
I'll tell you.
The premise here is to try to understand what you're paying for something versus its relative value in terms of, I'm going to use that term twice, that's three times. What it costs to build a car, the components of the car, versus what you pay for it, is it a real exchange of real goods, or is it all psychological? And the higher the price, the more expensive the car, the less you get in terms of value. You pay for something that's basically invisible. It doesn't cost any more, really, to build a Cadillac than it does to build a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same stuff.
Right.
It's the same metal. There aren't that. Yeah, but there may be a few things about it that are different. But the cost of a Taurus is today, what, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000?
How much does a Taurus cost? Probably $20,000, $18,000, maybe.
And basically the same Cadillac is twice as much money.
Right.
With the same ingredients.
Right. Like BMW.
Maybe a few.
Right.
All right, Richie, even if I give you your point, the seats are better, the accoutrements are better, maybe the radio's a little better. Is it $20,000 more in value to have a Cadillac versus a Ford Taurus? The answer is
no. When I park outside on a day like today and I used to get in my Volvo, I would be freezing inside my Volvo. I get inside the Caddy and it's nice and warm without even...
That's because it's huge.
Rich, nobody's disputing that.
Not only it's huge, it's just better insulated. So, yes,
$20,000 more.
And that's why I wouldn't buy a new car to save my life because it's not worth it. I let some other nugget come and take the hit.
That'd be me.
Right.
I'm the nugget. Jennifer, that you speak of.
and then I swoop in and buy it. But the answer to your question, how much is something worth, and we used to use this in the car business all the time, especially in the used car side, because there is no sticker price, it's worth as much as someone will pay for it.
Yeah, of course it is. But that I'm talking about that in a psychological way, but I'm talking about the real value of the metal, of the plastic,
I will tell you this.
Of
I was
the
talking
rubber.
To my buddy. One of my best friends is a Chevy salesman,
yeah.
And he sells new Chevrolet trucks, but he sells cars
those.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
On a brand new Z28 Camaro, how much do you think the dealer profit is at the dealership? How much, if somebody comes in and pays full sticker price?
$20,000.
No. How much do you think the dealer makes, the profit?
In selling the Z28?
In selling the Z28.
$4,000. General Motors makes...
The dealership.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just giving you the
how much do you think the dealership...
You just asked me. $4,000. What do you offer?
Okay, $4,000. So you think the dealership makes $4,000, and then he makes his 20 to 30% commission on that $4,000?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try $1,000.
That's it?
$1,000?
If somebody comes in and just totally lays down and says, I'll pay whatever the sticker is for a Camaro, you make $1,000. The dealership makes $1,000.
But do you get bonuses back from the manufacturer if you hit your goals?
No.
Because then how do they operate that?
The salesman will get, at the end of the year, a bonus from Chevrolet. But they get paid on that $1,000 profit.
All right, here's an example.
And that's an expensive car.
Here's an example.
I'm
Ralph
not making any
Lauren.
Money on these cars.
Has a bag line.
Or Ralph Lauren.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Ricky Alligator bag. Have you seen those?
I have not, but right. Okay.
They cost $14,000.
Holy moly.
$14,000.
Those bags are expensive.
The exact same bag made by the same company sold at Williams-Sonoma for $2,595. Same bag.
Okay.
Right.
Same
but
everything.
But there you're paying for name.
Well,
I mean, you're just paying for
But I'm talking about that. That's part of the discussion.
The
but what does it really cost?
Or whatever.
What it cost them to make the bag was $279.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the value of
why would it
goods.
Cost them that much?
And so, well, because you get the alligator
high,
and
these
whatever.
High price materials.
Whatever.
$279.
I'm going to have Florida give me a gator.
Now, they sell more of these bags at $14,000 than they do for 29.95.
That's true, because they want the prestige. They hit up all these girls that want the prestige of carrying the bag that Jessica Simpson has, and
tell me that makes sense.
I will not pay a lot of money for handbags or shoes. I just won't. Coach is about as nice as I get.
My wife, I bought her a Coach. She made me take it back.
Maybe I should have had this conversation last week instead of this week. I'm just looking at all of the things that people spend all this money on.
But Doug,
how silly am I to tell you? I'm not trying to make you feel bad, folks. I'm just giving you the reality.
That proves my point. Something is worth as much as somebody will pay for.
Yes, but there are two different ways of judging that. What it actually costs for the raw materials and to make it versus what somebody
thinks it's
worth.
But it costs is irrelevant. What it costs is irrelevant.
No?
It's irrelevant.
No, it is not.
If I have a service,
unless
Doug,
it's my $9 milk.
You of all people,
then that's okay.
You have a service. Why should somebody dictate to you what that service is worth? You are the one that should dictate what that service is worth.
And I probably shouldn't say this out loud.
The market dictates what
that service is worth. We have some people who pay 10 times as much for commercials as other people.
That's true.
We do.
There's
you have
the rock bottom rate.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if I go to that person and say, you dummy?
All right, here's the guy who paid the upper rate. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy who's interested in having you understand how important it is for you to protect your prostate.
Oh, okay.
Right? You know that more than 50% of men over the age of 50 suffer from prostate concerns?
Dummies.
And those concerns can grow to 80% by the time you're 80.
So useless.
What can you do about your prostate concerns? You can worry about it, not too bright. Or you can take action. Then there are several things in terms of action. You make sure that you're having your annual physical, get your prostate checkup, make sure that you are feeding your prostate, and that's where the folks who have done a great job with Super Beta Prostate come in. Super Beta Prostate, this is a way for you to take care of your prostate. I suggested a lot of people get this for stocking stuffers, and I know that at this time of year, the sale of the stuff goes up. Well, first of all, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that a good way to get started is to get something for free.
That's right.
Right?
Love
and you get
free.
A free bottle of Super Beta Prostate by calling 800-607-7078. 800-607-7078 to eliminate. And I say this is strong. Some people don't agree, think I ought not to be as strident. But I know if you feed your prostate, you won't have a problem. If it gets the care and attention, I mean, it seems a little crude, but that's really what it is. You keep active, your sexual life needs to be active, and you need to feed it so you don't have the men who die of this die a miserable death. It's awful, and it lasts for a long time.
And there's no need to die from it.
It's silliness.
Yeah.
It really is. Feed it. Pay a small skipping and. Good, Doug. There it is.
One more time.
A small shipping and handling charge when you call 800-607-7078. Tell them that you want to feed and take care of your product. They may not want to get engaged in a conversation too long. They'd rather have the order and move on. But call now. It's a Beta Prostate free bottle to get you started. 800-607-7078. Your worries will disappear.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
A popular R&B voice has been silenced. We'll hear some of that music from that person in a few moments here on Good Day.
Do
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Applicable in Massachusetts.
Now, dial Doug Steffen. Sophisticated callers only.
Let's try Wilma. Thanks for your call. Good morning.
You at least get out every day. Talk to people. And what do I get? A lot of yak from you.
Grover, what do you think?
I think I'll put on my cute little sunglasses.
Robin, you're next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Holy nightmare.
Wake up. 1-800-510-8255.
R&B. Tina Marie was hardly the first white girl to sing black music, but few, if any, Richie, looking back at what I remember about her, she's been around for about 30 years doing this.
She was a very popular pop singer.
Yep, she was. This is the R&B pop.
Yep.
She first started in 1988 with Ooh La La, and that's where it all began. Her name, Mary Christine Brockert, died over the weekend. She was 54, had some kind of a stroke or a seizure. She doesn't look the part. Have you ever seen a picture of Tina Marie? She no more looks the part than Richie does.
Right. She looks like your hairdresser or your accountant or something.
Yeah. She doesn't look at all, but she was able to. She had some. She sort of had some heft to her, and she really could belt this stuff out. But very plain looking woman. Her music was described by one as danceable. And I think you can hear this. She left a lot of those black and white fans. It was pretty straightforward stuff, though, from what I remember of it, Richie. Huh?
Wow, you can't get on. You know what?
What?
She kind of looks like Roberta in this one picture I'm looking at.
She has a high forehead. But, yeah. Yeah.
She kind of looks like Roberta.
1984, Lover Girl. I was on top of the charts. And it was the black charts that really moved her along. I'm a sucker for your love. I need your lovin', square biz, work it. I remember work it.
She got a bunch of hits with Rick James.
Yep, she did.
She's here on Give It To Me, Baby.
See if we can get her. Yeah, see if we can find her. Your rhythm and blues.
She was on all of his songs, it looks like.
Yeah. She said she listened to black radio and black musicians when she was a child growing up, and it's what spoke to her. When she started making her own music, that's what came out. Craig, did you get it?
No, I'm going to go back to one of her
songs.
She
was, by the way, on the Beverly Hillbillies. You know that? She was a child actress in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Signed by Motown in 1976 when she was a teenager. Label didn't release any of her music until she joined forces with Rick James. Cover of her first album did not include her picture because there were a lot of people who thought that she got so popular with the R&B audience they didn't want to know she was white. She said in 1985 she appreciated the deep irony of all of that, since the whole rock and roll business was notorious in its early years for not picturing black artists on their own albums because white listeners might be put off by it. And in this circumstance, the irony is that they were worried that the black folks who were interested in R&B wouldn't buy a white woman doing what she did. She worked with Smokey Robinson and a lot of other big names in R&B. So
nominated for 4 Grammys.
Passing of Tina Marie at the age of 54. We know it on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You may have heard about the case in which a traveler in a wheelchair was removed from a flight. If you have accessibility issues, then what are your real rights when you fly? In that particular situation, U.S. Airways told a wheelchair-bound passenger that he couldn't fly. What was their reasoning? He wasn't able to physically assist himself in the event of an emergency evacuation, and he didn't have a companion who could also assist him. According to the airline's rules, that companion must have also purchased his or her own ticket. But here's where it gets interesting. According to the Department of Transportation, if a passenger can explain how he or she is capable of traveling independently and the airline staff disagrees, the attendant actually flies without charge. Of course, policies vary by airline. So what can you do to protect yourself or someone you know who's got a problem? Research your airline's policies in advance, then pick up the phone to verify it and get first and last names, and then get to the airport early to confirm it with a gate agent. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by TravelGuard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from TravelGuard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Yes, it's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Monday, December 27, 2010. There is no success. We were talking about prices earlier in this hour, if you're joining us. No success at bargain basement prices. You have to pay the price in order to be successful. How many people do you know who are really successful that continue to be successful, stay successful?
That's because they're cheap, though. All the rich people I know are the cheapest people
I
know.
Yeah, that's
true.
But
did they get there because they were cheap?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you think they have real success, though? Again, we're back to the definition of real success. Is just having richness in terms of money, is that all there is to success?
No.
Of course not. No. What is there? Your life is successful. Why?
Because I have a great family, I'm happy, and I appreciate the stuff that I do have.
Richie, we're part of our family.
You are part of my family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're
I wouldn't get up and move around for just anybody at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just want you to know.
Come on. Right. Yeah. So, but accomplishing results seems to me the success is after you figure out, we were talking about this, Richie and I were talking about this before. Interesting that Tony and I were talking about it yesterday. All of us all concern ourselves with our children and where they're going and what they're doing and at what point do they find their own happiness.
Right.
And it's been, I think we all sort of micromanage our children, or at least we get ourselves involved in the fabric of their life. And it's at some point, perhaps when we all have our successes, that we realize, I mean, success as a parent is letting your children go.
Mm-hmm.
Having brought them to a point where they are capable of doing something that has value,
right,
you let them go.
Right.
And it's very difficult for parents now to do that versus when I was a kid, my parents were happy to let me.
Well, there's a lot of in-between time now that I don't think was there when you were growing up, and that is where kids may go to college, but then they come back home for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's that whole weird in-between, not quite an adult, not a kid anymore kind of mentality.
Yeah, which is when I was, I had to be an adult when I got married.
Right.
And I wasn't ready to be an adult. I'm not sure I'm ready to be an adult
now.
Yeah.
I just got you a puppet. And you're excited.
Right. Yeah,
well, that's, I guess, the question. If you're looking to see when your kids are ready for their own, when their own happiness, when did you find happiness, I guess, is the question.
when I
or
got
have
this.
You?
Well, I have
just
I have
today.
Happiness now because I have a Howdy Doody puppet that Jennifer got me for Christmas.
So today is your life-defining moment.
It may be the defining moment in my life, having a Howdy Doody puppet here.
So we don't know how to work. By the way, Clay, can you find us a video to instruct
Clay,
us?
Yeah, Clay, see if you can go to some. We went to.
We don't want a woman.
You just hold the, both of the X's up and you move them around.
There's not an X, though. It's like a black topper
it's
thing.
It's a top thing, and the wires get sort of and mixed up. I remember this when I was a kid, trying to keep the wires or the rope, the little
strings
separate from each other, and so they don't get tangled up.
There's a trick. And by the way, Clay, we do not want a brunette woman who has a string on a ball. You'll see her. She's everywhere when you type in Marionette. We don't like her.
Her at all. Okay.
We need somebody else.
Speaking of Clay Cohot, his turn to shine here on Good Day because we have our I was looking at some of the big stories. So this is something that we all, at the end of the year, will spend our time over the next 3 or 4 days trying to figure out what it is that was on people's minds, blah, 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 blah. But I think that we have, I think we've got the makings of some pretty interesting stories. I was looking at Yahoo.
They should change their name to Yahoo. Right. It would make it so much happier.
Exactly. And looking at the 10 things that are
everybody's got a list
today.
Now.
Right, everybody has a list at the end of the year. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, what was the best part of your Christmas? A, the presents were fantastic. B, spending time with my family was cool. C, the travel was quick and easy. Jennifer, that was your story. You didn't have to travel much at all, right?
5 minutes down the road.
Or D, the much-needed relaxation. So pick one of those when you check out the poll. Doing your email is cool. Go to gooddayshow.com. Our poll on Friday, do you plan on going to church on Christmas? 40% of you said you never go to church. 39%.
Wow.
40%?
Okay?
That's a big number.
That sure is.
Churches
never
have become irrelevant to a lot of people. Anyway, so 40% never go to church. 39% say, yes, I go to church every week. 12% said, I'm not going unless I can find a lightning-proof church. And 9% said, yes, but I only go on holidays. I refer to them as the C&E crowd.
That was me.
Christmas and Easter.
Man, my church was packed, too.
Of course, it always is.
Packed to the rafters.
Always, right.
Holy moly.
Go. It is strange that people have no use or value for that which they say they believe in, or at least extolling the virtue and value of it in that way. Our video of the day today at gooddayshow.com, a French bulldog has fallen and it can't get up.
Aww.
The dog rolls around on its back.
You look really, truly sad right now. Your face looks so
Clay
sad.
Thinks it's funny. I don't. What is funny about that?
It looks like a turtle that's been flipped over on its back.
Come on. Will you please? You are insensitive.
You're mean, Clay.
You are really.
No, this is really funny. It really is. He just keeps rocking back and forth. He doesn't know to pull his legs in so that he can roll over.
We should flip Clay over and see if he can get him.
That happened the other day. It took me days to get up.
Didn't we have a, was it Friday when I was, I picked up the camera and I was showing Charlotte on her back, scratching around in the studio? She loves to do that.
Dude, this is hysterical.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset if I watched it, Richie.
No.
I haven't gotten
He's just a little puppy and
yet.
He can't. He
I
can't
stayed away from it because I didn't like the caption.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it's mean.
No, it's funny.
It is.
It's really funny.
So, Clay, what's our, the hot story of the day from the social media?
What have you guys heard of DEFCON?
DEFCON?
DEFCON.
Huh? DEFCON,
DEFCON 1, DEFCON 3.
Right, that's
it's a hacker convention that takes place in Vegas.
No, that's not what it, the original meaning of DEFCON is not that.
So this is a hacker convention.
It's not DEFCON, is it?
Oh, you're talking about like the Star Trek DEFCON 3.
No,
like,
we're talking about the reality of what the military uses as I think Richie just used an alert signal. Here we're going to DEFCON 3 or DEFCON 2. Mm-hmm.
Defense readiness condition.
Right. You get to DEFCON 1 and you might as well
go home pack it up.
Adios. We'll see you all later.
DEFCON
1. I saw that in War Games.
Right. If you remember War Games, the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not
DEFCON 1 means you're probably you're about to get a real dark tan.
Well, another name for DEFCON is for a hacker convention that takes place in Vegas every year, and they share some, like, hacker secrets with each other and things that they found. And one thing, and it's a very legitimate presentation, and they have keynote speakers and everything.
They
and
have this a year, hacker convention?
Really,
They have a hacker convention?
Yeah, they sure do, Jen.
Why doesn't the FBI just go in and arrest the whole convention then?
Yeah, really.
Because a lot of these guys are doing hacking legitimately for companies and security advisors.
Jennifer, they all work like Microsoft hires hackers to hack their own stuff. So that they can learn what their vulnerabilities are.
Yeah, they're like modern-day catch-me-if-you-can guys. Like, they'll hack stuff, go to jail, and then come out and make tons of money for the government.
Hmm.
Off of the government. But legally. But anyway, so one of the things that a hacker spoke about at this year's DEF CON was ATMs and their vulnerabilities. And this guy has developed a system to where he can find ATMs' phone numbers, because they're all hooked up to dial-up internet, by just randomly pinging phone numbers until one hits. And then when it does, he can install custom software remotely so he can walk into that ATM, press a few different key combinations, and get it to dispense money or print out information about the ATM. And it's really some scary stuff, actually.
So he's teaching people how to do this at this convention?
Well, it's extremely technical, but yeah, and he's made all the tools available for the public.
Oh, that's great.
But, I mean, it's the vulnerabilities need to be exposed because hackers are out there that know how to do this that aren't telling people about it.
You gotta be kidding me.
We've only been at DEF CON 2 or 3 or, like, 4 times.
Mm. Yeah, you want to make
sure. Cuban Missile Crisis, DEF CON 2.
Right.
We might need to raise the DEF CON level for those.
The
ATMs.
Yom Kippur War.
Yom Kippur War, yeah.
Yeah, 1973, DEF CON 3, and then September 11th, DEF CON 3.
Meanwhile, the Israelis and the Palestinians, what a shocker, they can't come to an agreement.
No.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
No agreement there.
Did they try donuts or coffee?
No, they didn't try any of those things.
Maybe you ought to send them a howdy-doody marriage.
Impossible.
That lightning marijuana.
With a yarmulke on it.
You're right.
One of them has a yarmulke, the other one's got a turban. Yeah.
And special shoes.
We put soldiers in it. It's a modern-day Trojan horse. Mm-hmm. Marionette howdy-doody doll.
That's right. It's a trick.
In terms of reality, the address is doug@dougstefan.com for your email comments about what's going on. You can send them to facebook.com/goodday show, twitter.com/goodday show. Here's an email or a note from somebody who said, I was listening to your show last week when the topic of the Pledge of Allegiance came up, whether or not it was correct for a principal to ask permission from parents for their children to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Remember that? Was a story?
I do.
I think it was the school in Massachusetts, wasn't it? Okay.
Crazy Massachusetts.
Yeah. She said, I feel that the principal told the correct, or rather did the correct thing, and here are my reasons. Very young children are not capable of knowing the meaning of the words, and you could call this a form of brainwashing. For thousands of years, young children all over the world have been taught that the only their country, for thousands of years, young children all over the world have been taught that only their country is God's preference.
Hmm.
Only their country is right. The only problem is that God can't be supporting every country in the world. If God were actually directing this country, why is it in such a mess? People are governing this country, and people make mistakes. Young children ought to be taught that no country is perfect and that they need to use their powers of reason before supporting any governmental decision that can go against their religious beliefs. Wow.
Hmm.
In the 1940s, this topic came up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and their decision was that it is unconstitutional to force anyone to pledge their allegiance to a piece of cloth.
Wow.
Huh.
That's kind of brutal, though.
But the cloth only represents...
It's a symbol.
Yeah.
It's
a symbol.
Still.
Yeah.
Well. But then you could say that teaching your kids to speak a language is brainwashing them.
You could say that teaching your kids anything is brainwashing them.
Yeah.
Teaching them to eat vegetables, that's brainwashing them.
All right, speaking of brainwashing, Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next with the word on what quitting smoking does for you, other than the obvious. Coming up next here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an easier way for you to get your daily probiotic. The folks at Sustanex have really worked hard on this. And of all the brands, all of the various availabilities, shall we say, Ken, for this, everybody on our staff says the same thing. You and Jennifer were just talking about her since she's been on Sustanex, how much better she is at this time of year. People just don't have the kind of problems because they've enhanced their immune system. Using this simple capsule, you take it every day. It's a protective shield that helps you survive. More live cells in your digestive tract as a result of Sustanex. These are the probiotics you need, not only to enhance your immune system, but it's great for digestion too, right?
Exactly. It's just a...
Notice he almost said yes.
Yeah,
he almost said
yes. Okay, sure, why not? No problem. Of course you
Absolutely.
Need the Sustanex.
Yeah.
Because study after study shows that the immune system needs to be revved up continuously by these healthy bacteria. And if you don't get them, your immune system won't work. It won't fight all those bugs, those germs that are out there right now. My recommendation is the Sustanex because it survives the acidic environment. It's naturally coated by biologic armor, the armor that the bacteria makes, and it'll get through and get to your digestive system.
All right, here's how you get Sustanex. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, see the Sustanex box, click on it, get your $5 off coupon, go to Walgreens, CVS, and Target, get it, take it, you'll be very healthy. Quitting smoking has an added benefit that hasn't been a focus before, Ken.
By all means, out of the American Heart Journal, smokers who successfully quit may enjoy yet another health benefit, Doug. Improved cholesterol profiles, a boost in good cholesterol comes with quitting despite weight gain after putting out the last cigarette.
All right, you're falling down, breaking your arm, wearing a cast, driving a car.
Okay, driving is a bad idea for people who have to wear a cast, splint, or brace while recovering from an injury or surgery to their right foot. It just takes longer, it seems obvious, to break when a driver is wearing an ankle immobilization device than wearing normal footwear.
Why would you even think about that?
Oh, spend a day with me, you'd be amazed what people think about it.
That's true.
Good God. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
pure, natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Short segment today, man. If you listen to this, Richie. Darlene Love from the film Father of the Bride. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Crank this up. Darlene is a nice kid, Phil Spector. Movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. So, by the way, in Father of the Bride, remember, this is a great Christmas, great Christmas movie. Box office success during this week in 1991. Steve Martin, Diane Keaton, Martin Short was in this as well. Today I'm going to run away with the boy I'm going to marry.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? All right, so Chuck Curry is here. Movie moments. We have all seen, well, let's see, Richie and I saw, Jennifer did not see.
I may go today, though.
Yeah, go today. And Chucker, you're going to go. But Clay saw True Grit. I saw True Grit. Richie saw True Grit. Number two movie. You'll give us the weekend box office totals here in a moment. But I was pleased with it. Most of the reviews have been good, right, Chucker, on this?
Very good, and it's performed well. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I'd give it an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was a very good movie. It's, you know, you don't walk out of the theater doing backflips saying how great it was.
Yeah, but you're not bummed out either.
No, but it's, I mean, the acting is incredible. The movie is very well done.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good movie.
Yeah.
I usually don't like Westerns, and I loved it.
You know, the young girl, that's her feature film debut, and a lot of people, a lot of buzz. She'll certainly be nominated.
She's amazing.
Very good.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's very,
and
very
Bridges,
good.
And Bridges, what's-his-face is really good, too, but Bridges is...
Matt Damon is
very
you
good.
You expect a quality performance from him, and you get it.
But Bridges is phenomenal.
Yeah. Bridges is very good.
You know, it's incredible. Jeff Bridges and that young girl, I don't recall the name in front of me, but they were on The View on Friday, and Jeff Bridges said that the directors in the studio looked at 5,000 actresses to play that role. And
I heard there were hundreds, but...
A lot.
But still.
There was neat stuff. All right, and then I went to see The Tourist.
Okay.
And thought that The Tourist was okay. I thought it didn't do well, hasn't done great.
You probably weren't
office.
Going in expecting a lot, so it was okay.
No, I'm not a fan of Angelina Jolie. Not really a Johnny Depp fan either. But I thought the story was good. The end of it was kind of foolish.
How is their chemistry?
I don't know. What do you hear about their chemistry? I mean, they both said they wanted to work with one another. What I find about movies shot in Europe is it just, if it's an action picture and it's shot in Europe, it's worth the admission.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of, and Venice, great shots of Venice.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, wonderful. So, I mean, that made it worthwhile as far as I was concerned. People are too damn critical.
Yeah,
I think that's the
you
other.
Critics.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the biggest story this holiday season is this James L. Brooks movie, How Do You Know, which is out of the top 10 already. It cost Columbia Pictures $120 million to produce, not counting advertising. It's lucky if it grosses $30 million overall. I mean, why would people not even care about a movie that has a director from Broadcast News, Reese Witherspoon, who was very popular just a few years ago, Jack Nicholson, Paul Rudd, and Owen Wilson, and nobody goes to see that movie.
Yeah.
That's just really interesting.
That's
I want to see it, though. It sounds cute.
It's really interesting why certain movies are totally ignored, and you would think that movie would perform at least moderately well at the box office, but that is not the case. That's probably the biggest, you know, financial write-off for any studio this year.
Why don't you go through the numbers for us, Chucker?
No surprise, although it didn't perform nearly as well as the first two movies in the Meet the Parents franchise, The Little Fockers. $34 million over the weekend, just $48 million since opening on Wednesday. That's considered a big disappointment. True Grit did well, $31 million since opening on Wednesday. Tron Legacy, $23 million, $90 million so far. Nardia placed for $16 million, $66 million in 4 weeks. And Yogi Bear ran out the top five and
survivor. Hey, boo-boo. 59 after the hour on good day.
59 past the hour on good day.